At this point in my service learning, I'm excited to see the little kids run in and kids screaming and laughing and playing everywhere. It's really dramatically different from the teen center because they're all really seem to be mature and too good for that, even though I know they're all kids at heart. But I seem to feel much more comfortable with the younger kids there. So they're much more willing to play with you and to get to know you, and it's a lot more fun. And I think this all intersects with my first blog post on other service experiences, because at Sunnycrest Elementary, kids were always like easily attached to you, and like they grow fond to you really easily. So you look forward to seeing them, and you feel like a role model, or you feel important in their lives. And then as far as my first podcast, I remember saying I was nervous to work with the kids. And this is true. At first when I showed up, I was, it was hard for me to warm up to them because I didn't really know how to understand them or play with them. But it seems to be a lot more fun now. And when I show up, I know the routine somewhat. And they're all really excited, and they seem to recognize me now, which is exciting for me also because I know I'm making an impact in their lives. I also said I wanted to get to know them more, which obviously I have, and there's a young boy there who I tend to hang out with every time I go there, and he's really sweet, and I get excited to see him too. And I just wanted to enjoy my time there and not feel forced to go, which is also true, because, for example, last week I was unable to go, and I was actually really sad that I missed out on it. So communicating with the club, though, is something I really need to do better at, because I feel like when I show up, I don't really talk to any of the staff, just the kids. But I know I always show up with a positive attitude. And so at this point, I would like to know how the volunteers, myself included, could be better trained. I feel like sometimes I'm really helpless or just wandering around because it seems unfamiliar to me sometimes with certain things. There's group activities going on, and I don't know really where I should go. No one really suggests any methods to handling the kids, and so I feel like a more concrete training program for the volunteers would be sufficient. And I'm really excited to get to work with these kids more. I think they're really great, and they're fun, and they're energetic, and I feel like I have lots to learn from them as well. But I'm frustrated that some of them feel like they have no one, and I just want to go give them a hug when they're feeling sad or left out, but I know I can't because it's outside of my boundaries as a volunteer. But I would like to think of a way to help them feel more included with the other kids and help those excluding to open up to everyone else and be more kind to one another, sort of eliminating the bullying factor. But as far as Wallingford goes, I'm having a great time, and I'm really looking forward to the remainder of my time there. I'm kind of nervous because I don't know where the end stands for me. I wonder if I'll keep going with this because I'm having a great time, and I know it's definitely a possibility at this point.